Support for today's show comes from Squarespace. Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your products and services, or a blog to share your ideas, Squarespace gives you everything you need to make your next move into a reality. Not to mention, with Squarespace's beautifully designed templates and customizable features, creating a beautiful website, it's simple, it's intuitive. You just add and arrange your content with the click of a mouse. And I'm telling you, I've used Squarespace. I'm someone who's easily frustrated, overwhelmed, confused by all things tech. This was a pleasure to use, really. I can tell you, first-person perspective, they're not lying to you about any of this stuff. Start your free trial today, squarespace.com. Enter offer code CG to get 10% off your first purchase. School is out for summer. One of the best sentences. That sentence still fills me with joy, that feeling, school's out for summer. Guess what? Redbox has the video games to keep you entertained. Over 40,000 locations nationwide. You can rent and return anywhere. And better yet, you'll get a free one-night game rental from Redbox when you use the promo code STORIES4. You swing by a box in your neighborhood right now, or you want to make sure the game you want is there when you arrive, reserve it online. Redbox.com/games. This offer is valid through August 1st, 2017. There's additional terms. You're subject to those. Charges apply for additional nights, and you need a payment card, okay? But look, getting into video games, it has never been so easy. Hello to everybody with earlobes out there. It's Beautiful Anonymous. 1 hour, one phone call, no names, no holds barred.
I'd rather go one-on-one. I think it'll be more fun. And I'll get to know you, and you'll get to know me.
Hi, everybody. It's your pal, Chris Gethard. Hope you're doing well. Welcome to another episode of Beautiful Anonymous. Very happy that you're here. Hell of a week. A lot of responses to the last episode. Love is everywhere. We'll talk about that in a second. First, a few things I want to tell you about. Just some things to get out of the way. A handful of plugs. Please bear with me on those. One, if you're looking to see Beautiful Anonymous live, got a few opportunities coming up. Most importantly, the Now Hear This Festival, part of a very cool, very big podcasting festival in New York City. Right at the Javits Center. You want to see Beautiful Anonymous person? You can do it there, okay? God, we're bringing it there. And it's not just my podcast. If you're a podcasting fan, tons of podcasts. It's a whole weekend of live shows in NYC. You got shows like Love It or Leave It, Politically Reactive with W. Kamau Bell. How Did This Get Made? With my old friends Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, June Raphael Paulin, and Jason, obviously, Gethard Show fans. You guys remember him from them from the dumpster episode. Plus, all sorts of stuff. Gimlet, Star Talk, Earwolf, Public Radio, Radiotopia, all represented. And Criminal, I hear Criminal's going to be there. And I've often said that's my favorite podcast, has been for a while. It's one of the only podcasts that I make sure I don't miss a second of that show. And I have never met Phoebe Judge. Don't even know what Phoebe Judge looks like. Can actively say that just based on talent alone. Got a little crush on Phoebe Judge. Can't wait to go watch Criminal live. It's a good value. You get one ticket. You get to go see 25 live shows all under one roof. First 100 people to enter our offer code anonymous, you get $20 off. So right now, if you're looking to attend, use that code anonymous. If you're one of the first 100 people to use it, $20 off. And September 8th through 10th, NYC, come see shows, make friends with other podcasting fans. You'll meet me after the shows, hang out. NowHearThisFest.com. Use the offer code anonymous. Check out to save $20. Also got a show coming up in Denton, Texas, and another show in Gainesville, Florida as part of Fest in October. Those tickets are not on sale yet, but if you're in Texas or Florida, keep your eyes peeled at chrisketh.com as soon as those are on sale. Those will be up there. A couple other things. Remember, we're putting out all the episodes from our live tour on Stitcher Premium. It's a very cool thing. The people who have been following it have been very excited. You get to hear more episodes of Beautiful Anonymous than you usually get, and also follow it like a tour diary and hear my mental state out on the road. This week, we're actually releasing the one we recorded at Culture Clash Records in Toledo, Ohio. Our old friend Tim, who bought the record store. After talking to me on the show, we recorded a live one there. You don't want to miss that. And guess what? Again, promo codes. We got a great one. We got a great one. You go sign up for Stitcher Premium. Use the promo code BATOUR. BATOUR. 90% off. You get a year for $3.49. You get an entire year of Stitcher Premium for under $4 if you use the promo code BATOR. There is now no longer any reason to not give this thing a shot. Because remember, you also get tons of other podcasts, exclusive content, comedy albums. Stitcher Premium has a ton of stuff. And I'm telling you, the guys at Stitcher, They've been telling me, we really want the beautiful and honest fans because we think they're the coolest fans. We think they're hip, smart, and cool. So they want you guys there. $3.49, go get it. Listen to all the live episodes. And of course, go to podswag.com/beautiful for our t-shirts, including our tour t-shirt, which I'm very proud of. Features a guy under a tree holding up a bat based on that time I went on a rant going like, nature ain't shit, come get me. And the Ron Paul's baby episode is a very cool shirt. Check it out. Okay, that's all the plugs. That's all the plugs. Thanks for bearing with me. That was more plugs than usual. Last week's episode, Love is Everywhere, about it was a mom calling me, telling me about how her daughter was dealing with cancer and was about to get some tests. Very heartbreaking, very overwhelming. The response online in the Beautiful Anonymous Community Facebook group was beautiful. So many people sending positive energy and love and karma towards the caller's family. And guess what? The caller from last week actually outed herself, no longer anonymous, has been posting in the group, posted some updates on everything that's going on. And I will leave it to you guys. If you are a member of the group, you've probably seen it. If not, feel free to join. This is not me trying to drive traffic there. I just don't feel like it's appropriate for me to read her words when they were so beautifully stated in her own voice. If you want to join the group, check them out. Even if you quit right after you read it, if you don't want to be a part of it. Both her and her husband have posted some updates, and I know a lot of people wanted updates on that one, so you can go check them out there. And again, thank you, caller, for sharing so much. I'm getting a little choked up even thinking about it. Thank you again for sharing so much, and thank you to that community for rallying so hard around that family, because it really was beautiful to see. Now, this week's episode, I felt like, man, we need a fun one after the past couple weeks. Let's get a fun one going. We kind of got that. We barely even have any fun ones left in the archives, man. This is no longer a fun, this is brutal lately, but that's the way of the world these days, right? But this one, I enjoyed it. We passed the phone around a little bit. We wind up talking to a few people, some people we don't expect, an artist who works in an unusual medium. And then the original person actually gets on the phone. It was confusing. This call was confusing. I'm going to tell you, I was just rolling with the punches. Original caller gets on and it's almost like another call. It's almost like we talked to four people, but we only talked to three. My only regret about this episode is the things the caller's talking about at the end. I feel like we could have spent 2 hours talking about very, very unusual family situation with some big questions. And I think you guys are going to have some strong reactions too. I've talked enough with all those plugs. You've heard enough from me. Now you'll go and hear another hour from me, but at least on the phone with a few other people. Enjoy the call.
Thank you for calling Beautiful Anonymous. A beeping noise will indicate when you are on the show with the host.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, is this Chris?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Got through.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I was just sitting with my friend. We're getting matching tattoos, and I saw the Twitter, so I called in.
You're getting tattoos right now?
Yeah, mine just got finished. She's getting hers. So I stepped outside while that's happening.
So you just moments ago had a needle bearing into your flesh.
Yeah. Now I have a skull on my foot.
You got a skull foot.
I look very tough.
Skull foot.
Yeah.
Is that what she's got a skull on her foot?
Not normally a skull tattoo guy. Yeah, exactly the same.
You're not
We were going to go on a road trip a few months ago to Chicago, and I went to pick her up from her apartment, and she was like, hey, you need to come inside because there's this guy. I want you to get rid of him. And she thought like this homeless guy was sleeping on her stairs in her apartment building. And I walked in and I was like, oh, no, he's dead. And we were like, oh, no, what do we do? So we called the cops and they were like, don't go anywhere. We need to interview you. So naturally we went and grabbed a drink at 8:30 in the morning because we just found a dead body. And after a few hours, we were allowed to leave. But of course, he was blocking the stairs to her apartment, so we couldn't get her luggage. And the cops eventually said, well, what you can do is just kind of jump over the guy. And when doing that, I accidentally kicked him with my left foot.
No, you didn't. No. No.
I did.
I hate that I part. I hate that part where you kicked
know,
a dead
me
body.
Too. Yeah.
Jumping over
was,
a dead
it,
body.
It turned out it was her neighbor. He'd OD'd.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So We had a long car ride to process this and then decided to get matching tattoos.
Wait, and this was, you were supposed to go on a road trip? This is at the beginning of a road trip?
Yeah, that's, well, we still went on the road trip. I had an audition in Chicago, and so we had to go. But
man,
it was a fun weekend. That, yeah, my sister ended up in the hospital that weekend too. It was pretty crazy.
Wait, hold on. Because most, I know when you go on road trips, for me, I want to do some soul searching. I want to have some adventures, experiences I never had before. I want to discover things about myself, how I deal with the world. Most road trips, you don't discover a dead body before it starts.
Yeah, this one we did.
Okay, I guess that's a fair response.
And yeah.
I guess
yeah,
that's a fair, simple response.
It was very jarring. I've never, stuff kind of comes out of you when you die, and it's just very unnerving. And
stuff comes out of you when you die. What are you talking about?
Like mucus and stuff comes out of your face, and it's just I hope no one else has to go through that. I know people do every day, but it's really disturbing.
That's horrible. Did your friend know this guy?
It was her neighbor. Yeah, he'd OD'd on the stairs.
She knew him. I don't know. I mean, I live in New York City where we don't speak to our neighbors as a rule. The person that she knew?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd the audition go?
Oh, terribly. I bombed super hard because I was very distracted that weekend.
Yeah, of course. You'd witness death up firsthand.
Yeah. It was still a good experience on, you know, how to, learn from when you're nervous and distracted and how to do better next time, I guess.
Was it for theater? Chicago's a big theater town.
It was, I can say that it was for a lyric opera. I am a singer sometimes. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But I'm trying not to do the aspiring artist episode again. So.
The world rejoices, I'm sure. So wait, what led to the matching skull tattoos? Was it to commemorate the road trip?
We kind of processed it, but, you know, just a lot of dark humor, and we decided that his ghost was now attached to my foot.
Whoa.
No. So, yeah.
Oh, no.
So we... And this, her tattoo artist is like a really cool guy who's into a lot of the macabre and death, and this place has skulls all over it. So he was super into doing it.
So the joke is that because you kicked the dead body, now the ghost is in your foot, so you better get a tattoo on the foot?
Yeah. That's how we, it makes sense to us.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And how long ago was this?
This was in March.
And how long did the road trip last?
The day after Flag Day now.
The day after Flag Day.
It was like a long weekend.
As everyone knows, for any international listeners, in America, Flag Day is the holiday we use to mark time. There's the first half of the year, which is pre-Flag Day. The second half of the year, which is post-Flag Day. Flag Day, of course, the most notable of American holidays, Flag Day. Of course, Flag Day.
Oh, yeah.
The day after
Flag Day. You're supposed to find true love on Flag Day.
Yeah, if you don't find true love on Flag Day, you bury a ring under a cherry tree, then maybe next year it'll sprout into a flag. If any international listeners don't know, that's the American tradition surrounding Flag Day. For anybody who's an international listener, in reality, I did not even know that it was Flag Day. It's fine. I'm being told find true love on Flag Day is a Simpsons reference.
It is. I always remember.
I missed it.
It's okay.
Harry caught it. That's okay.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
I think it was on a fortune cookie that Mr. Burns got.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, the other reason I was distracted that weekend was my sister got into a car accident and ended up in the hospital.
Oh, no.
She's okay now. But, and then my other sister, when she went to visit her, she doesn't do well with blood, so she passed out and was also admitted to the hospital. And my mom, who doesn't walk that well because she has arthritis, so she just, it's just, it was very funny. She had to go between floors to keep visiting my two sisters. And so she's calling and texting me and saying she's in the hospital and I'm about to go into this audition. And I was just like, yeah, this didn't go well.
Yeah, that's not ideal circumstances for an audition. Dead bodies, multiple people hospitalized. Everybody's doing okay, though?
Yeah, yeah, everyone's doing great now. I mean, we're getting tattoos, enjoying the day. It's sunny here where I am. We're just kind of trying to make the most of things and laugh a little bit at terrible things.
Do you have any other tattoos?
Yeah, I have a couple. Nothing too crazy. Actually, wow, now that I never put this together till right now, but one of them I got when a friend of mine died. Just I needed a distraction that day, so I went and got a tattoo.
What'd you get?
I got a treble clef on my calf.
Oh, yeah. So this is a friend of yours from the the music world.
No, this was just a friend who I had kind of briefly dated, but we'd just become good friends. This was like 3 years ago, and she died suddenly. And I just didn't know what to do that day, so I went and got a tattoo. And then otherwise, I just have some small tattoos otherwise.
Yeah. A lot of death in your skin.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm not usually like a death-obsessed dark guy. I try to have fun. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a dark sense of humor surrounding all of this thus far, which I certainly appreciate.
Yeah, I mean, I know you did that whole career suicide, like, jokes about really dark things, right?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but I will.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Once I get somebody's HBO password.
Sure. I hear you. It is available on iTunes too if you want to support the arts, but that's okay. That's fine. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
Who cares? Who cares?
I'll buy it. I'll download it.
No, you don't have to say that. You don't have to say that. I'm just begging for it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. We're still at the shop. I don't know. What's up with you?
What's up with me? Let's see. I was out on tour. Now I'm back. Feels good to be home. It's warm in New York City again. That's the best. It's right in that phase of New York City where it's like warm enough that you only have to wear a t-shirt, but it does not yet stink of hot pee, which is a really great stretch. By mid-July, early August, this city just reeks of pee because people pee on the ground here. Right now, no pee smell yet.
Yeah.
You get all the warmth, none of the pee smell. I was eating like a maniac out on tour, walking around right now at 170 pounds. Not good. I usually walk around 158, 159. Put on jeans yesterday.
Okay.
Legit thought they were my wife's jeans. Looks like I went a little too hard at the Waffle House and the Denny's out on the road. So that's where I'm at. That's what's going on. I'm trying to lose. We got the TV show coming back in August. So I'm going to try to lose 20 pounds in the next 6 weeks. I don't know if that's possible the way I live.
All right. Yeah.
So that's what's going on with me. There's the honest answer.
You got to eat healthy, though, man.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah. I'm trying to cut out carbs and cheese and soda, doing the clean diet.
I've been trying to cut out sugar, but it's everything's got sugar in it.
Even fruit-based sugars?
I made eggs for breakfast. No, I'll eat that, like, add it. I put sriracha on my eggs. That's got sugar in it.
Yeah, okay. Can't be messing with that sriracha.
It's just...
hipster hot
it's
sauce.
It's crazy.
Hipster hot sauce.
Oh, yeah. But,
you being attacked by a fighter jet right now? What was that?
No, I'm just standing outside the tattoo shop because they're playing music and stuff, and there was, I don't know, some cops went by, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Some school buses.
That's cool. Yeah. Chit-chatting.
Yeah.
How come you're so cheerful when you're, from what you've told me, you're surrounded by pain and death?
I don't know. I guess, so another tattoo I have, the first one I got when I was like 19, is the word choice. Not because I love... I was going to make an abortion joke, and then I changed my mind.
I saw you inch up to that one, and I saw you wisely bail. Saw you inch right up to the line on that one, and I saw you wisely bail.
No, I got that one to remind myself that there are plenty of things you cannot control, but you always have a choice on how you're going to respond to those things.
That's cool. What prompted that at the age of 19? That's a pretty well-rounded philosophy for a 19-year-old.
I don't know. I just, I probably liked a girl who had a lot of tattoos and was like, I'm going to get a tattoo too.
Yeah. But when you get the word choice tattooed on you, everyone brings up abortion all the time, huh?
Nah, although there were people canvassing recently for Planned Parenthood donations, and I showed the girl my tattoo and she loved it.
Scoring points with the Planned Parenthood.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Clipboard girl. That's cool.
But hey, everyone out there, you know, donate. Good service.
No, wait. This girl who you're getting the matching tattoos with, who you went on the road trip with, how do you two know each other?
We're just really good friends. She's in my town for grad school. I'm from here. We just kind of met through mutual friends, going to game nights and stuff. And we're just really good friends.
Mm-hmm. Road trip level friends. What prompted the road trip?
Well, she's from Chicago.
Okay, so
she's from there,
home.
So we had a place to stay. So uh-huh. That's why she came with.
Okay. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Motorcycle
gang? Got some real
gang.
Chicago hot dogs. Yeah,
crazy
I could go
sounds.
Inside, but then there's music.
No,
stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't want you to go inside. This town you live in, though, loud, pronounced, cartoonish vehicle sounds every 3 to 5 minutes.
No, stay outside. Yeah. We're on a side street. I don't know. Nothing I can do about that.
Nah, no, I'm not
Sorry.
Mad about it. You don't have to apologize. At all.
It's all good. I know you have that Morrissey tattoo.
I got a couple Morrissey tattoos.
Any other good ones?
I have Morrissey's signature on my shoulder. I got a lyric from one of his songs on my right bicep. I got the words "lose well" on my left shoulder.
Oh, I'm going inside right now so the artist can take photos of our matching tattoos together.
Oh, that's cool.
Just one sec. Chris.
Chris.
Hey,
Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
So.
That's cool. Your friend.
Yeah, we're getting our.
Anybody else?
Yeah, it looks good. I have a much larger foot than her, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does take up my whole foot.
It takes up most of her foot and just kind of the middle of mine.
Can I talk to her for a second?
Yeah, totally.
Cool.
Hey, don't say your name, but I'm going to put you on with Chris Gethard.
Hello, Chris Gethard. I like your show.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm not going to hold him. I'm doing another thing.
I figured you'd never want to hear
anything,
me.
Though.
You can hear me. Come on.
Hold on one second, Chris. Her hands weren't free.
Okay.
One sec.
Okay.
I was holding the phone for her.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I don't know if my friend over here told you, but we got matching dead body tattoos, so we've been kind of preoccupied.
Wait, they're dead bodies? I thought they were skulls.
No, they're skulls, but we got them in commemoration of finding a dead body.
That I heard. Now, he kicked a dead body that was on your front steps.
Yes, it was my neighbor.
So I've heard. All the facts check out. Now, how do you react when there's a dead body on your front steps?
Well, for me, I had just failed my PhD exams and I was super depressed. So I was like, man, I'm still alive. This is pretty great. Sorry my neighbor died, but I'm still here. I'm still kicking, so to speak.
Well, another kicking joke about you and your friend share a dark sense of humor, huh? I don't even know this guy. I wasn't even there and I'm not certain I'm comfortable with how many jokes about this dead man there have been in the 17 minutes of this conversation.
He's definitely a good person to find a dead body with.
Really? Did you know the guy who died?
Yeah, he was my neighbor, and his microwave didn't work, so he would come heat up 7-Eleven burritos in my microwave, and we'd have a little conversation.
Please tell me when you found him on the steps, there wasn't a frozen burrito, like, 3 feet away.
No, there was an empty Mad Dog 2020, I believe, though.
The devil's brew. I've been down that road.
Yeah.
Down that road. Strawberry kiwi gets in trouble. That's cool.
I think it was maybe that, like, the bling bling blue one.
The bling bling blue one. That's traumatic.
Yeah, it says bling bling on the bottle.
Yeah. Bling bling on the bottle. I haven't seen that
we're
one.
We're dealing with it.
Yeah. It sounds like. How was the road trip? How was Chicago?
The cursed road trip was excellent. we're doing tattoo things right now.
Hey, can you send, you guys got to send me a picture of this.
We stayed in a nursing home with my grandmother.
What are you talking
about?
What are you talking
about? I don't know if you heard that part.
No. What's it like to stay in a... Why? You stayed in the nursing home with your grandma. You crashed with your grandma. But that... How long were you there? Just a night?
Like 4 days. And she wouldn't let me shower because my friend is a man and I am a woman. And she, you know, she's 96 years old. So you just don't do that.
Wait, you stayed in a nursing home for 4 days? I didn't even know that was allowed.
Yeah, no, they love it. The old people are like, look at these youngins. Let's feast on their youth.
Wow. And you, do you stay in the room with your grandma or are there like visitors quarters?
No, I stayed in the room with my grandma and then my friend stayed in this like fold out couch in the other room.
Just crashing with grandma.
Yeah. She had a nice time, I think, except for like she flew off the handle a little bit because she's 96 and she's blind and couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was okay.
Now, wait, how many years do you put in on a PhD?
I mean, that's a loaded question, Chris. Right now I'm starting my fifth year. I probably have about 3 more years left, but that doesn't count any of the work I put in on my bachelor's or my master's.
And you said you failed the exam.
Yeah, but I got to retake it.
So this was just an exam. This wasn't like your final,
it, by the way.
This wasn't like a dissertation or a presentation.
I mean,
this was not the pass-fail moment
no,
of
I
getting a doctorate.
No, I actually have to justify my dissertation right now. No. This is like the halfway through marker.
What are you getting your PhD in?
I'm getting my PhD in history.
Wow. Any focus? American.
I do.
World.
Early American history of science.
Early American history of science. You're a big nerd.
Yeah, a little bit.
Pretty nerdy to have a skull tattoo.
I've got a few tattoos.
What else do we have?
Right now I'm working on a huge piece from Alejandro Jodorowsky's Holy Mountain.
That sounds...
I don't know if you're familiar with that.
That sounds very cultural.
That's pretty nerdy. Yeah.
I can't say I'm familiar. Wow.
You should check it out. It does feature a man defecating into a glass bucket, though.
What are you talking about?
So, you know, be aware.
I don't know. Everything you and your friends say. Everything you and your friends say, you say with an even-keeled tone, and then it's always something about finding a dead body or shitting in a jar.
Well, you know, this is our lives. I don't know. These are things that happen.
Hey, any chance your tattoo artist would want to talk to me?
I don't know. We can ask him. Hey, do you want to talk to Chris Gethard? You can't see your name or our name. Okay. Okay, we're going to put him on. Here
great. Thanks so much.
Well, hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going? They call that foreshadowing. A new character about to enter. Perfect time to take a break so you can hear from our sponsors. They got products. They got services. They might help your life. Check them out. Give them a chance. Use the promo codes if you do. That really helps the show when you use the promo codes. I'm telling you, this tattoo artist, you don't want to miss what he's got to say. Trust me on that. We'll be right back. Creator and star Issa Rae is back. Brand new season of her deeply relatable series about friends, love, and LA, Insecure, on HBO. I'd like to say HBO brings you quality programming. They're known for it. I've been lucky to be a part of that organization, and they don't mess around. They bring good stuff, and Insecure is a fine, fine example of that. Set in Inglewood, season 2 of Insecure, it finds Issa dealing with the repercussions of her infidelity and the fallout of her breakup with her long-term boyfriend, Lawrence. Despite her attempts to embrace her newfound singledom, maintain a positive facade, she secretly hopes she'll be able to win him back. Meanwhile, Lawrence, getting back on his feet, while still conflicted about his feelings for Issa, begins to move forward without her. And Issa's best friend, Molly, faces her own set of uncharted waters as she reshifts to focus on herself, put men on the back burner, and seek help from a therapist. Plus, you know, life at work gets messy, wage inequality, boys' clubs, all this stuff. It's a great show. You're going to like it. This summer, Insecure, it's not holding back. It's going for it. It's out there, okay? Watch the premiere of Insecure Season 2, July 23rd, at 10:30 p.m. on HBO. Support for today's show comes from Squarespace. Whatever your next big idea might be, count on Squarespace to help you create an eye-catching online platform that brings it to life. Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your products and services, or a blog to share your ideas, Squarespace gives you everything you need to look like an expert right from the start. Even get a unique domain. That strengthens your brand, baby. And branding, it's 2017. You got to think about that brand. You got to think about that brand, okay? Makes it easier for visitors to find you. And I'm having fun right now, but also legit, probably one of the most important things in the world for anybody trying to run their own business right now. I can speak to that. I love Squarespace. I have found Squarespace to be extremely easy to use, intuitive, and a big, genuine, two thumbs up supporter right here. You can use their award-winning templates, create a beautiful website in a very simple and intuitive way. Also, look, it's just mouse, no coding, no installing, no patching, no upgrading. It's really good. And one of my favorite things, because I always need help anytime it comes to tech stuff, award-winning 24/7 customer support helps you with any problem. No dumb questions, nothing technical or nothing too trivial, okay? You got your very own IT department just sitting there waiting for you. So make your next move. Start your free trial, squarespace.com. Go there today. You enter offer code CG, you get 10% off your first purchase. That is code CG, like me, Chris Gethard, squarespace.com, 10% off. Thank you again to all the advertisers who make this show happen. And now that that's done, I'm so excited. Let's go hear from a tattoo artist. Some twists, some turns, they're on their way. Let's check it out.
Well, hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. How do you feel about the fact these guys got matching tattoos to subtly mock a dead man? Did you know the backstory?
I was familiar with the backstory. I was. And how do I feel about it? It's not the strangest thing I've tattooed.
What's the strangest thing you've tattooed?
The strangest thing I've tattooed? So there's a few. I've been tattooed for quite a while, and years ago, when I lived in Brooklyn, I had this real kind of preppy looking student come in, super straight laced and everything. And, I guess it's not too terribly bizarre, but in contrast to the guy, he wanted me to do real nice cursive, Mr. Sex tattooed on his shoulder.
Mr. Sex? Who is the elusive Mr. Sex? Did he lose a dare or something?
No, he came in all on his own, you know, again, just real nice, super straight-laced young man who wanted Mr. Sex permanently emblazoned on his shoulder.
And did you ask him why?
I've learned to sometimes just not ask why.
Wow.
That's a can of worms sometimes you really don't want to get into.
Was it MR period or MISTER?
It was MR period.
That's worse S-E-X. For some reason to me. For some reason, I like that less. Mr. Sex.
Yeah. Should have been an MISTER.
I wonder what he... I wonder if that was like... If he's some bro who's going to go cruising the bars now, he's going to try to pick up ladies with his Mr. Sex tattoo.
Well, yeah, I mean, one would think, right? But he didn't strike me as that kind of guy. He's, you know, really kind of understated.
Really?
He didn't have that kind of, you know, bro kind of, you know, he didn't present himself in that manner. And he did certainly wasn't dressed the part. So I really have no idea.
You ever turn somebody down? Anybody ever come in with something where you're like, I can't in good conscience do that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely, you know, kind of inflammatory imagery or, you know, anything that, well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, and I'm sure most people would think of, is like, oh, a swastika. Yeah, absolutely. I will not tattoo. And I've been in that situation when asked, you know.
Really?
You know, would I do one? Like, absolutely not.
So there's people come in, ask for that, and then you got to look them in the eye, and the only thing you know about them is that they are in some way supportive of Nazis.
Yeah.
So is that always like a? Are you
now,
always?
Granted, this isn't recent. This was quite a few years ago, and you know, and I've been doing this for about 22 years, and honestly, I can count on one hand how many people I've had to turn away because they wanted some kind of. You know, racist, white supremacist, you know, anything that would be a super inflammatory image.
Yeah, that's one. Nothing too ridiculous. There was a flea market on Route 1 in New Jersey. It's gone now. Or no, Route 18. It was on Route 18. When I was at Rutgers University, it was still standing, and it was real cracked out. It was kind of the best. I went and bought a crossbow there once. Long story, I was a weird kid. But
well, that's where you buy them.
Oh, yeah. You got to get it. If you're at the flea market and you're in the market for a crossbow, you wound up in the right place. But there was a tattoo stand in there. Yeah. And as you can imagine, like a highway flea market tattoo parlor, it was a pretty, it was pretty gritty. And they had, artwork on the walls that you can get, sample artwork. And there was a purple gorilla in a yellow zoot suit holding a smoking Tommy gun. And I always was like, I pray someone got that at some point, because that is terrible. Does anybody ever bring something to you that's like a big money job where they want like a whole back piece and you're going to make bank on it? And you're like, I just can't in good faith put this on your body. This is just ludicrous. Any Goonie ones?
No, you know what? No, because the more ludicrous, the more I'm interested in it. You know, like I said, as long as it's not like going to be something that's insulting to somebody, I am absolutely down with doing, just the most outrageous type of image.
Really?
To me, that's a lot of fun. Yeah.
That's fun. How big have you done?
The opportunity to be really creative. And
you ever made anybody's whole body tiger striped or anything like that?
No. I have contributed to somebody who actually has the majority of her body tiger striped.
Really?
I've never, done somebody like head to toe that. You know, sleeves, full leg pieces, back pieces, things of that nature, sure. But, covered one client, like both arms on a client or whatever, but never like just covered somebody's entire body.
Yeah. And I've heard
that would be fun.
Every now and then you hear about real tattoo enthusiasts. I'll just go. Is it okay if I'm blunt? Because you didn't sign up for that. You're not the person who originally called. It's okay if I'm just blunt?
No, go right ahead.
You ever tattoo like a wiener or a butthole or anything? I know some people do that.
I have tattooed an inner labia.
An inner labia? That sounds intense.
Yes.
How does one even pull that off? What happens when other people come into the shop that day? What happens when someone else walks into the shop that day? Okay, we're not accepting walk-ins sir.
Fortunately, many of the shops that I've worked in, we've had the ability to partition off the area that you're tattooing from if you're not in your own individual room where you can close the door.
What did you tattoo on a labia?
A little capital letter B.
What?
And if I remember correctly, I think that was like the first initial of her boyfriend's first name.
Boyfriend, not even husband.
most of those names and so forth are the majority of the time they're on people that are not married, maybe they will end up or whatever. But in the tattoo industry, that's also kind of considered a jinx. tattoo your significant other's name on you.
And there's no part of you.
Because I've done my share of covering up names.
I'm sure, but you can't cover up the B inside the labia. I mean, I guess you can, but that's like all nerve endings. There's no part of you that when she goes, I want the B inside the labia, that there's no part of you that's like, hey, maybe you and Ben or Brian or Brandon or whoever can think of a better way to commemorate this love.
I think it was meant to be a surprise. I don't know.
A surprise? How is he going to discover it? I mean, I know the answer. Don't answer that. I know the answer.
Sure.
No, wait. Hold on. So how does this go? Is this a walk-in appointment or is this a thing where you sit down and discuss? How does this conversation go? The rest of our time on this phone might just be about this specific incident. How does this start off? How do you get involved in this?
Well, it was a shop I was working at in New York City, and it was a straight up walk-in, what we consider a walk-in. Somebody who's hey, let's go get a tattoo. Now, whether they, you know, it struck them at that moment to go do that, I kind of doubt it. I'm pretty sure there was probably some thought, some forethought, at least you'd hope. But yeah, it was a walk-in.
So wait, it's about to get graphic. So she explains what she wants. You're like, okay, I got that. I'm willing to do that. She strips down. You got stirrups back there somewhere?
No. It was just, you know, we typically have, you know, massage tables or tattoo tables or whatever to, you know, accommodate, you know, tattooing anybody who needs to lay down. And yeah, you know, it's kind of pitched a certain way, so it was a little easier for me to access the area.
Okay, so she's sitting at a certain angle.
Yeah, and you know, some women have more pronounced labias than others, and you know, she happened to have labia that were a little easier to retrieve.
Okay.
And I mean, if you want to know the gory details,
yes, I do.
You kind of gently pinch and you roll the labia so that it's kind of stretched across your finger.
Okay.
And it's pretty delicate. It's a pretty thin area.
Yes, from what I've seen, yes. You know,
reach up and pinch your earlobe and then just kind of roll it over your index finger. And it's not unlike that.
Same thing. Okay, and now you're finger deep in a labia, and you just showed up for work today. It's an interesting job. So you have to really focus. Is there an immense amount of pain when that needle first touches?
Surprisingly, yeah, one would think. But in her case, she said it really wasn't that uncomfortable, wasn't that bad. So,
wow. Do you think there was any sense of pleasure involved? Was there any fetish? Was there a fetish aspect to this?
Yeah, no. It seemed, from her perspective, from my assessment of her perspective, I mean, she could have been getting a pedicure.
Wow, a pedicure. Wow.
Yeah.
You ever do face tattoos?
Kind of laid back, you know, let it.
You do a face, you'll do
let
a
it happen. I've done a few, yeah.
Those are touchy, though, man.
Yeah, I've done it.
You must have to take a deep breath and swallow hard before you do that.
Well, you know, you've been doing something long enough, you know, it just kind of becomes second nature. And you know, in the beginning, I'm not going to lie, when I started tattooing, there was you have a certain amount of empathy for the person you're tattooing, and you kind of feel bad. You know, like, oh, is this, am I hurting this person too much? And you kind of get over that and just kind of do your job, you know? And, so when it comes to tattooing somebody's face or whatever, you know, there's not that's kind of gone by that point, you know, you just kind of do it.
You don't care. What if someone came in and they had no other tattoos and you thought that they might be a little drunk and they were like, I want a spider on my forehead. At that point, you're like, get the fuck out of here. Come on. Sorry, Sally.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we generally turn away, you know, people who are intoxicated, they're not in the right frame of mind to be making that kind of decision. Yeah. And you know, that's in certain states, you can kind of be held accountable, from what I understand, for tattoos. Like, they wake up and, oh my God, what did I do?
Yeah. You ever mess one up?
Yeah,
you ever mess up a tattoo real bad? You ever spell something wrong?
Have I ever messed one up? There's one story in particular where, and this is no lie, the guy spelled out his last name and he misspelled it.
He spelled his own last name wrong.
And he came, his own last name, and he came into the shop. Like, hey, you misspelled my name. And, you know, and I had the, you know, in my sketchbook where I had him write it down so I could, you know, write out the design or, you know, do his name in, you know, really nice cursive. And I was like, this is what you wrote right here. And he looked at it and he goes, oh yeah, I guess I did. can you fix it?
Wow.
Fortunately, it's like, yeah, I can fix it. But
was it
a
complicated last name?
It wasn't a common last name. You know, it wasn't like Smith, you know, yeah. It was, you know, something like Wojciechowicz or something like that. You know,
right.
Like a name that I like, can you spell that for me?
Wow. That's intense.
Even then with those common names, you know, you'll get the off spelling of what you assume is the way you're supposed to spell that name. But no, it's, you know, there's two F's or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was really nice talking to you. Thanks for taking a chance. I feel like the first guy called, I feel like I owe it to him to talk to him a little bit more. This was really interesting, though.
Well, yeah, yeah, no, I was happy to do it, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, to just get thrown the phone, I assume you have no idea who I am or what this is. You just rolled with it. Nice job.
Well, I know who you are, but...
Only vaguely. You can admit it, only vaguely. That's fine.
When he said the name, I admit, I was like, why do I recognize the name, but... And then, of course, when I looked you up online, I'm like, wait, I've seen him in The Office.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
It was like, and Workaholics, or not Workaholics, and nope. Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Yeah, no Workaholics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've played minor roles, day player parts on a number of sitcoms run by my more successful friends. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, absolutely. And memorable performances, I might add.
Hey, thanks so much. Sincerely, thank you.
Yeah, no, not a problem at all.
Maybe I'll talk to that first guy.
So, yeah, so I get, yeah, I'll give you back to him.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, not a problem, man. Have a great day.
You too.
Hello?
Bro, that guy tattooed a labia. Wow, my job's easy today. Every time we switch callers, such a nice, simple transition point. That also allows us to take a break to hear from some sponsors. Sponsors help me bring you this show for free. It's very nice of them to do so. Please check out the things that they're offering. Use those promo codes if you're interested. Really does help Beautiful Anonymous when you use those promo codes, get those discounts. Be right back with more phone call. These days, you can get practically everything on demand, like even this podcast. You just listen whenever you want, when it's convenient for you. That is great. So why are you still going to the post office and dealing with their very limited hours when you can get postage on demand? Stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do right now from your own desk with Stamps.com. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com, it never closes. You can get postage whenever you need it, 24/7. I think for all of us, and especially for any small business owners out there, you need this thing. I'm telling you, because me and my wife, both artists, my wife and her band, they put out their album. You know how much time it saved them to have stamps.com instead of slugging all that stuff down to the post office every day? It is a lifesaver. It is a really useful thing. And in my own home, I have used it many times. Both my wife and I, our lives have been greatly convenienced, not inconvenienced, convenienced due to stamps.com. Very big thumbs up from me, personal recommendation. Right now, use the code BEAUTIFUL, special offer. You get a 4-week trial, includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in BEAUTIFUL. That is stamps.com. Enter code BEAUTIFUL. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Thank you again to all of our sponsors. Now, let's finish off this call.
Hello?
Bro, that guy tattooed a labia.
Yeah, I heard. That was hilarious.
It was intense. Tattooing up a labia, inner labia.
Oh, yeah.
Do the earlobe trick. We all learned the earlobe trick today. Teach you something here on Beautiful Anonymous.
Oh, my gosh. No, we were listening and just dying laughing because... That's definitely going to be the best part of the podcast.
What's the weirdest place you would get a tattoo? What's the weirdest place you would get a tattoo?
I don't think I would get one in a weird spot.
No? Because we got 22 minutes left.
No.
I can't convince you to get a... Paradise.
22 minutes left.
Paradise on the bottom of your foot.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know. I wouldn't go weird. You know what? Father's Day's coming up. We could talk about that.
Okay. Whatever you want.
I need some advice, and you're anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So, long story short, I have a half sibling who lives in my town who doesn't know I exist.
What?
But, yeah, maybe I should start at the beginning. So chapter one, I am born, I'm conceived, and
it really is
my
the beginning.
Mom is engaged to this guy.
Yeah.
And turns out he's not, I grew up thinking he was my dad, but he wasn't. My real dad, it was my mom's former boss. I finally found out he has a family. He's married. He had a daughter, then me, then a son. The guy who thought he was my dad, my mom didn't tell him until I was seven. And then we'd slowly drifted apart after that. And he decided to tell me when I was 14. I'm 29 now. I can say that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, mom, is this true? And she's like, yeah, but I was like, well, who's my dad? And she's like, yeah, it's none of your business.
Wow. Like, it seems like it kind of is your business. Seems like it's kind of your business.
And she's kept it pretty much a secret. Hold on, I'm getting in the car now.
Yeah.
And
get them both ties. Is that the advice you're going to look for? What should I get these two men? I would say get them both ties. Inverse colors.
Get them both ties.
I'm just kidding. I'm interrupting a very gripping story. Continue. Yeah, so you got this double father situation.
No, it's okay. The double father situation. I don't know who the guy is. And basically, I just had to do a lot of digging and asking around. And I eventually found out who he was. And so one day I went to go see him at his work, because that's the only place I knew where he would be. And we had like a half an hour discussion, and he was basically like, yeah, I'm your dad, but you know, your mom wasn't pressuring me to be there. And the other guy thought he was your dad. So I kind of just moved on.
Wow.
And it was a real awkward conversation to have. But that happened. And so since then, then a couple months later, I was out to dinner and I saw him with his real family or whatever. And I had left him my phone number after our talk and was like, you know, if you want to get in touch and get to know me, you know, call me. And he never did. But I saw him out to dinner and then I didn't know what to do. So I just started like slowly waving at him, like waving hello.
Nice. Put the screws to him a little bit.
Yeah. And so his reaction was to point to his friend and then point up at the ceiling of the restaurant. Cause we were coming in and they were leaving. To point up at the ceiling of the restaurant and just be like, oh, look at the interesting ceiling, and then walk out.
So he distracted his whole family by making them look at the ceiling? Was the ceiling actually interesting in any way?
Yeah. No. He was just avoiding me.
Wow. So you had a little bit of anger there maybe, or a little bit of like, what's this guy just bailed, and then now he's bailing again, and he has the opportunity to let me wave a little bit?
Yeah, it's kind of like I debated even going to see him because it's like, what am I going to get out of this? You know, like what?
Right.
I don't know. But it was interesting to see someone who looks like me and get a little bit of the family history. I think they're in the mob also. And that's why my mom kept it a secret.
What?
Yeah, they're for sure. His father was a known mafia person. Again, I Googled the hell out of him. And he had mentioned, like, here's the thing. My mom won't talk to me about it, but she's like alluded to some things. And I think she might've been like threatened not to make it public, but I don't know because she won't talk to me about it. And he, you know, didn't give me much, but there were just kind of some hints. So they might be old mafia probably.
Now, you started this off by saying you needed advice for me, and I cannot possibly imagine how I can help this situation in any way.
Oh, so here's what it gets to. I keep seeing my half-brother around town. My half-sister lives in California. I wouldn't run into her,
again, I know this all from just internet stalking, but my half brother lives a few blocks from me in my neighborhood. And the other day I saw him at the local farmer's market and like kind of followed him home a little. Which was maybe weird, but you know, I didn't know what to do. So I guess my question is, I keep seeing this guy who is my half brother. And I think, you know, if it were me, I would want to know. Should I say something to him?
Wow. I mean, okay, I'm out of my depth here. Here's my gut reaction, is that you got to do it for you and for him. Like, it seems like the adults involved in this situation took a lot of choice away from you as far as how this goes. And you're a person who has the word choice tattooed on your body. It's clearly an important thing to you, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like you got to do what you think is right.
It could be. Yeah.
Like if it's.
But again, I don't know. I guess I get back to like, what is to be gained? You know, I could potentially disrupt his entire family life.
Yeah, true. And you know, it's like, well, I think it's one of those things where it's like, you were put in a situation that is not fair, and that's okay. And you seem like a pretty well-adjusted guy based on what we, you know, just our time talking today. But I feel like if it's going to give you something that you need, then I think you're well within your rights to take it at this point, because you were a kid and, you know, backed into a corner where you have to worry about it. That's not right to do to a kid. So if it does get you anything, if it does settle anything, or it does open any interesting doors that you feel like you have a right to walk through, I think you gotta give yourself that. You know, it's like the adults in this situation behaved in irresponsible fashion, it seems. They have secrets to keep. Like, that's okay, but they're not your secrets to keep at the end of the day. And you got to think about, is this going to mess you up long term? And if it is, and you feel like there's a way to correct it, I feel like you have every right to try to correct it. That's just me, though. What do I know? Yeah, I don't want you getting killed by the mafia.
Yeah. Well, what would your opening line be? How would you approach this guy if I see him out again? Do I send him a Facebook message? Do I just tap him on the shoulder?
That's an interesting thought. And do you have any mutual friends on Facebook?
Yeah, but they're just Facebook friends, you know?
Right. They're not actually, they're like people who are running the same social circles vaguely. We all know how Facebook works.
Yeah. From high school or whatever. Yeah, but he lives in my neighborhood, so
I keep
seeing him and I keep not knowing what to do.
I don't know.
And obviously it's escalated to the point where I sort of followed him home, and that's like, well, that's not an appropriate thing to do to someone.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like this is a thing that really is a fire in your gut in some way. I'm shocked we weren't talking about this from the start. But yeah, I mean, if you're following this person home and seeing him all the time, I don't know, maybe you should dabble in talking to him. Do you guys look alike?
Oh yeah, he's just like a skinny version of me. We're the same height. I have kind of a funny walk, and my toes sort of stick out, and we have the exact same walk and pace, which is why it wasn't hard to follow him.
And did you both grow up in this area?
Yeah, we both grew up one county over, basically. Oh, I came to find out later. Now, obviously, I have three sisters who are younger than me. They're obviously my half-sisters, which I knew. And their grandmother, I later found out, her house was basically across the street from my biological father's house. And so I probably played with him and my sister as kids and didn't realize it.
That's nuts. Played with these kids.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, let me ask you, in your gut, in your heart, what do you want to do? You want to talk to him or no?
Yeah, because I feel like he should know. And I mean, what he does with that, it just seems like truth is a good thing to get out there. Yeah, I want to talk to him. I just don't, you know, tap him on the shoulder. Excuse me, sir.
we have the same dad. Like, I don't know how to open.
Yeah, that's like most people. Yeah, I remember like the first time you want to ask somebody out in middle school, and it seems like the biggest. This is like that times a million.
Yeah, I mean, I figure if I could, I walked in cold to talk to my dad, yeah. And that was really hard to do. This would probably be easier than that.
Man, I don't know. I'm not one to, I don't really like giving advice on this show. What do I got to say? But it seems to me like you want to talk. Seems to me like you're, like, what if he moved to a different area and you never did? I bet you'd be so bummed about that. That's the sense I get.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, I know myself. If I keep seeing this guy, I'm going to slip at some point. So I kind of just want to have a plan. And
so you see him at places like the farmer's market?
Yeah, or like the local coffee shop.
Whoa. So he like lives like right within a couple blocks of you.
Yeah.
And did you know that you can fold a labia back like an earlobe? Did you know a labia has an earlobe-like consistency?
I learned that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't
know.
I never could have imagined that.
You need to call him back and have a whole episode. That guy's the best.
Yeah, that guy seems cool and like he rolls with the punches. But look, I don't know. Who? It's such a tough thing for me to have an opinion on it, but it seems to me like there was a level of selfishness surrounding your birth that's not fair. And if that's a fire you want to put out, that's you feel like talking to your half siblings is gonna help you feel like you're doing the right thing in the world, then I think you should do it. It just seems like you said, if that's the truth,
yeah,
and you think you should do it, do.
Yeah, I do. I guess I'll just say, hey, I know this sounds weird, but could we talk? I don't know.
Do you know his name? Like, do you know a lot about him?
Oh yeah. This is an interest of mine, so I've researched.
Is he older than you? Younger than you?
The sister is about a year older. He's about a year younger.
So right in the same age. So it's not like he's some younger kid who you're gonna harsh like a few formative years. Like you're in it together. That's fascinating, man. Should you talk to your half brother? Seems like if you want to, then yes. I don't think that's the thing. I don't think you hold back and don't do it for anybody else's comfort, except your own.
Right.
If it makes you more comfortable, then sure.
What do you think about the idea of sending a Facebook message rather than, you know, in person?
I think ultimately whatever is easy for you, easier and most comfortable for you is best. My guess is that, here's the thing. You did express concern about throwing his family into disarray. It seemed like that is something that you'd have conflicted feelings about. And in that sense, I hate to be gross, but like a paper trail might help that happen. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I want.
But also,
I guess I don't owe my biological father anything. I mean,
yeah.
He could have at least, like, I don't know, secretly given us money or something. You know, like we grew up pretty poor, and it seemed like he just bowed out while I was an infant and just said, all right, never have to think about this.
Have you ever thought about sending like an entry Facebook message, like not laying it all out? Have you ever thought about saying like, hey, like we live in the same neighborhood and I know you don't know me, but like there's a few things I'd love to discuss with you, not laying out what it is? Because there's a chance he might write back and go like, hey, actually, I know who you are, and I've been told I shouldn't get involved. Like, there's a chance he might know. You know, have you ever thought about splitting the difference that way?
Yeah, I don't. Based on my talk with my biological father, no, his family has no idea.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been happy to keep it a secret.
So you don't have his phone number or anything. It's just the Facebook. He's Facebook stalked this guy. He followed him home. Well, I mean, if it gets to, you seem like a very rational and reasonable person. And if it's getting to a point where you're following a human being home, you got to deal with whatever's driving that for sure. At that point, you have a right to.
Yeah. That was definitely, as I was doing it, I was like, oh, this isn't normal.
For sure. And if this is a mafia family, he also might think you're trailing him to kill him. Like, there's truth to that, too.
To be fair, I only know that the grandfather was
True.
Involved.
There you go.
So, you know, maybe they're legitimate now.
They've gone straight.
What's really funny is I did that Ancestry.com thing just to, you know, get everything and confirm. And it shows you, like, first cousins. And so I clicked with first cousins. And it's like, I don't know, it was just funny to me. It definitely confirmed everything.
Wait, what do you mean?
So when you do Ancestry.com, it shows you your relatives who've also done Ancestry.com.
Okay.
And it lists, like, third cousins, fourth cousins, and there was some first cousin on there who I've never met, but were for sure related to who I found out was my biological father.
Oh. And this is just Ancestry. Were you punching the info, or is this one of those DNA ones?
Yeah, like you spit in a tube and you send it in.
Oh, so you did one of those DNA things and it connected you to this family. Those people can also see that, too. Those people are also looking at their results, though, going, who the hell is this?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I haven't gotten any messages yet, but...
I mean, if they're actively doing the thing where they spit in the cup, they want to know. Jeez, man, this is a weird one.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't even log on once they get their, like, country of origin results. But if they did, they would see... You have a first cousin who you never knew existed.
Damn. So you know a lot of people's names. You know cousins' names, siblings' names.
Yeah.
And why do you want to...
It's an interest of mine.
What is it that makes you want to reach out to your half-brother specifically and not none of your half-sisters? Seems like your half-brother is becoming a little bit of a focal point. Just because of the physical proximity?
I mean, I keep seeing him.
Yeah, he's the only one who lives right near you.
Yeah, I keep seeing him. The sister is in a completely different state. You know, I could send her a message too, but I literally just keep seeing this guy and I know who he is.
Yeah.
So.
Seems meant to be. I don't want to cause any trouble, but just my opinion, stepping back, seems meant to be.
You think go for it.
I'm not telling you what to do on this one, dude. I'm an idiot from New Jersey. I'm not telling you what to do.
Yeah.
I'm saying that as you talk it out, it seems to me like there's no reason to protect other people. Seems like a thing you want to do. Seems like a thing that, you know, you wound up in the same location. Seems serendipitous. So I think in that sense, yeah. But I'm not telling you what to do, man. I'm not getting in trouble in this one.
That's fair. I could open with the... hey, did you know you could peel a labia back like an earlobe?
I mean, you could.
And that'll get him talking. Yeah, that's a good opener.
It's a pretty good opener. It's going to be very confused. They weren't even married. They were just boyfriend and girlfriend. In the labia. I did not feel good about how the artist had to explain to me that some labias extend further than others. Labia, probably not an S on the end there. Oh, God. Why am I? I should never. The day I said the word labia on this podcast is the day we should end it. Everybody's probably cringing, thinking about labia, stretched out labias, getting needles put in them. Oh, God. Everything's going to be okay in the end. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, probably. Our problems aren't that bad.
Nah. Talk to the brother. To your brother.
All right.
Right.
I'll talk to him.
You want to,
If I don't see him, I'll send him a message. I think in person would be better, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And it's just weird to have people out there who look like you that you don't know, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not many people look like me, and anytime I see someone who does, I'm like, whoa, weird. Weird. Now, wait, what did your mom say when you confronted your dad?
Oh, she doesn't know I did that.
Really?
Yeah.
How pissed would she be?
I mean, she won't... I don't know. Again, like, she won't talk to me about any of it, basically. Like, the only last time we talked about it was when I found out who he was from Grandma through the rumor mill. I gave my mom the choice. I said, look, cause she was always just been like, it's none of your business. It's none of your business. Why does it matter? And I said, I know his first name from Grandma. And I said, you know, if you'd like to give me his last name, I'm going to find out either way. So it can either come from you or not. And she texted me his last name. And that's the last time we talked about it.
Wow. So she like begrudging.
So she doesn't know that I went to see him.
She knows that you know his name, and that was begrudging, and she's made it clear she's not interested in whatever chicanery you get into surrounding this.
That's right. Wow. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, there might be very great reasons for that. Like, maybe she was threatened to stay away, but it's also been almost 30 years. But it doesn't matter because she won't talk to me about it.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah. So,
have you thought about engaging with her again?
We don't really talk about things.
Oh, dude, how do you have what sounds to be like a pretty good head on your shoulders?
I mean, anyone can keep it together for an hour.
That is a perfect answer. That is a perfect answer.
But
we have 30 seconds left, by the way. We have 30 seconds left.
Oh, and that's it. Okay.
Then we hang up the phone and you go back to being a raving madman, apparently.
No, I'll be fine. You just have to learn to laugh a little bit.
Yeah, good luck. I hope you get to the bottom of all these mysteries.
Thanks, man.
I hope you get to the bottom of all the mysteries.
All right. I'll try to somehow anonymously let you know if I do. And, you know, happy belated Flag Day. And have a good, good Father's Day.
Thank you so much to all of our callers today. That young man, his friend, their tattoo artist. I'm going to thank, most of all, probably the lady who got the letter B tattooed inside her labia for giving me the most entertaining 10 minutes of my day. I'm certain about that. Thank you to Jared O'Connell and Harry Nelson in the booth helping to guide this ship. Thanks to the Reverend John Delore, Greta Cohen helped build this thing in the first place. Thank you to Shell Shag, all the music for the show. My Shell Shag, good friends of mine, great artists. Want to know about me more, what I'm up to, chrisgeth.com. And guys, don't forget, if you're looking to hear all of our live touring episodes, you can do it right now. Stitcher, sign up. There is a code for 90% off. This is no joke. BA Tour. You use the promo code BA Tour, 90% off. Less than $4 for the whole year. You want to support Beautiful Anonymous, you can rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. I hope I get to talk to you someday, very sincerely. In the meantime, that has been Beautiful Anonymous. We'll see you next time. School's out for summer. Maybe that means you need to keep yourself entertained. You got all this free time. Maybe there's people in your household who got this time to fill. Well, guess what? Redbox has the video games to keep you entertained. With over 40,000 locations nationwide, you can rent and return anywhere. And better yet, you get a free one-night game rental from Redbox when you use the promo code STORIES4. You swing by a box in your neighborhood, or if you want to make sure the game you want is there when you arrive, you reserve it online. Redbox.com/games. Offer is valid through August 1st, 2017, subject to additional terms. Charges apply for additional nights. You gotta have a payment card. But look, getting into video games has never been so easy. Next time on Beautiful Anonymous, a thorough evisceration of American studies. Watching YouTube videos of The Voice because that's what your senior thesis is about.
Honestly, I totally could. Because I was saying, like, country singers always win. Like, we should have seen Donald Trump coming. And then...
Yeah,
and
that's
then
an American Studies paper.
Him kind of talking about a similar thing.
Here's what the American Studies paper would be. The rise of reality-based competition shows featuring everyday contestants as a predictor of future populist conservative trends. That would be some version of the title.
Boom. Yeah, I'm already done.
There you go. There you go. Now you can hang out the rest of the week. That's next time on Beautiful Anonymous.
Humans, this is Matt Besser from Improv for Humans. It's an improvised podcast where we do a special thing every once in a while we call the narrative experiment, where we actually choose characters for our improvisers. They keep the character throughout the episode, and we basically do a sitcom. Check it out. It's called Mopes. It stars John Gabris, Jess McKinney, Eugene Cordero, three of my favorite improvisers. Check it out, Humans. Mopes on Improv for Humans.
Earlobes. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.